SOS Radio Podcast.
Life issues, artist interviews, and faith.
Downloading now.
We're talking with Darren from We Are Messengers on SOS Radio. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, Scott. It must be super early for you.
Yeah, I wake up a lot earlier than I would if I was just doing a normal job.
I don't remember what a normal job was like, but I know I don't miss it.
So, Darren, how do families in Ireland celebrate Christmas differently than in America?
That's tricky. I think over here, you guys tend to put a lot more giant inflatable Santa Clauses in your front yards than people do in Ireland.
I know. Now that you have kids, what's the rule? How many inflatables is considered tacky?
Darren, I think to an Irishman, one inflatable actually brings the limit on that. So, but it's funny because every morning when I take the kids to school, I go out and Chad from Unspoken has like a big giant inflatable Santa Claus, and he might have some reindeer too. And my kid just be like, Santa, Santa. And then he looks at our house, and our house looks like something the Grinch decorated.
I found a website that had a 26-foot inflatable Rudolph and a separate 26-foot inflatable Clarice. And I was like, if I put that up in my front yard, it would probably be taller than my house. And hopefully the HOA fine is less than the $850 the inflatable cost.
I just don't understand it. I don't get it. I just can't wrap my head. Because it's like, what happens? So in our neighborhood, it's like Halloween. So everyone's getting their inflatable Casper the Ghost up. And then, you know, move straight to Christmas. So the ghosts are put away and Santa Claus comes out. And then it gets, I don't know, Valentine's Day and people are putting hearts in the lawns. And then Easter and people are putting bunnies out. And I'm like, I love that you know how to celebrate, but this is overkill. You know, you're actually killing the environment.
We're talking with Darren from We Are Messengers today at SOS Radio. It's funny, this Christmas, I don't even hide gifts anymore. My dad had to put like our gifts in different boxes because my brother and I were kind of sneaky. Do you have a sneaky kid, Darren?
They're all sneaky. But it's so different now, Scott, because when me and you were kids, there was no Amazon Prime, you know? And so now all the kids are like, oh, Amazon Prime came again. And they think that every present is for them. And that is not the case. But they'd be rattling the boxes. They'd be trying to figure out what's inside it. I used to sneak into my dad's closet just before Christmas and try and see what they had for me. And one year, I found out that he had bought me a radio-controlled car, which was super incredible for a guy from a poor family in the middle of a farming village. And I didn't realize that in these remote-controlled cars that the tires, you know, were soft, that they weren't fully inflated. And so I actually took it out before Christmas Day and I started crying because the tires were flat. Which is so stupid. Yeah, that's me.
That's what you get for sneaking, right?
That's what you get. You sneaking only gets you disappointed.
We're talking to Darren from We Are Messengers today at SOS Radio. Your new album, Power, is releasing on January 13th, but you've been highlighting some new music on WeAreMessengers.com this week.
Yeah, it's been really exciting. So this record, me and Kyle, my guitar player, we wrote the whole record, which we always do, but this was the first record that we've ever just co-produced ourselves. So we did this on the road, like in arenas and coffee shops. And so these songs actually just got finished like a couple of weeks ago. So the songs are so fresh. They're actually happening in our life right now. And so today the pre-order started. So there's a song called Love. We just dropped a music video for it that we just finished last night. And it literally just launched like 4 minutes ago for this song, Love. It is just the most joyful song we've ever put out. See, the record's full of songs about the power of God. There's big old rock songs, there's pop songs, there's, you know, worshipful songs. But the song that I'm most excited about is this first song, which is going to be our lead single, really. And it's really about me realizing that my life is not about performance, Scott. It's not about being good. That it's about being in love. This Jesus thing is not about being good. It's about being in love. And it's the love of God, his kindness and his mercy that will transform us. And so that song, Scotty, when you listen to it, is me walking home from a restaurant one night feeling just abject, lost, disappointed in myself. I'm praying to God, and God simply saying back to me, don't hang your head when you get lonely. I'll never leave your side. Don't go thinking you're the only one that can't get it right. You've got my love. And that's all I need, Scott. I've convinced myself that I need success, or we need better chart positions, or we need more people at shows, or we need whatever. You know, all we ever really needed, it was the love of God. And Kanye West just came out and said, we've got everything we need. And he's not talking about wealth or success. He's talking about having the presence of God in our lives. And I think that's what this whole record about is, us realizing that we have everything we need in the love and power of Jesus Christ, you know?
When we dig into the Christmas story, you read about the good news of God, you read about the joy that comes with God, you see the holiness of God. We're actually talking with Darren from We Are Messengers, but Darren, let's talk about how you learned that God's power is different than living on your own source.
This year, God has taught me this, that the power of God is not found in me watching other people being intimate with God. So I can't have a secondhand faith that produces the powerful outcome of a life that is transformed or a community that is transformed simply by watching other people. So we seem to rely on our culture and looking at pastors and worship leaders and band people like me and self-help books for our experience of God. But we can't have that. We can only have an intimate one-on-one relationship with him. So the power of God, this is how we develop it. The scriptures say that faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word of God. And sometimes we look at the Bible like it's some relic, or it's good and it's got some wisdom. But the Bible is the truth about Jesus Christ. In it, we find the truth about Jesus. We find the truth about who we are. And we find out the truth about what the power of God is. And the power of God is not something that we use to raise ourselves above other people. The power of God is this, that it would take messy lives like ours, reconcile them to him, and that we would use our lives so that everybody around us could live, that we would lose our lives so that they could find theirs. And that's what I'm realizing this is all about. None of it's about me, Scott. Not about us. The power of God is simply this, that while we were dead in our sins, God sent his son to die for us so that all who believed in him could live forever with him. And I want to be that kind of man, that I lose my life so that the people around me can find theirs.
Thanks for connecting with SOS Radio.
We feature discussions with Christian artists all the time at sosradio.net.
Feel free to share this audio with your friends and family.